Do women find clinginess attractive or unattractive, and why?
I think if it's too much, it's not attractive in general. So yeah, if someone doesn't let you even breathe, then that's not fine.
So it's not attractive?
No.
In one of my recent Skype consultations, I was asked a really sad question. I was asked, how do you stop a woman from constantly nagging and complaining, a woman who is constantly disrespecting you? It was really sad because it was a reminder that there are men out there who have to deal with this kind of behavior. There are men with girlfriends or wives who are always whining, always complaining, having no femininity, always nagging, showing zero respect. And to make it even worse, there are men out there who think that that is normal. They think, that's just how women are, or that's how relationships have to be. Let me tell you, that kind of behavior is not normal. It means that something has gone wrong. Something is wrong either with her, with you, something's wrong with the relationship, or it could be all three. But whatever the case, it's a problem, and you need to fix it immediately. Let me tell you what the end goal is here. Ultimately, you should have a zero tolerance policy for any behavior that is disrespectful. The people in your life should be aware that you have minimum standards for the appropriate ways to communicate with you. People need to be kind, honest, sincere, compassionate, respectful. Anybody who doesn't speak to you appropriately needs to be removed from your life. The end goal is to only spend time with high quality people, people who treat you with dignity and respect. But some people are a long way from there. They are in relationships where they are constantly being disrespected, and they think that it's normal. It's not. So how do we get here? Well, let's take it back to the beginning. It's a sad fact of reality that very few people had ideal childhoods. They had parents who were condescending to them, who ignored them, parents who were outright abusive, and their parents' marriage was probably dysfunctional, and so they never really got to witness what respectful and authentic communication even looked like. So in adulthood, when their female partner starts nagging and complaining and disrespecting them, they think, oh well, this is normal, this is how people have always interacted with me. This is everything I've known. I've never seen anything other than this being modeled for me. So in adulthood, when people have female partners who are acting disrespectfully, constantly nagging and complaining, they think, well, this is the way people have always interacted with me. This is the only kind of marriage I've ever witnessed. This must be normal. It's very sad that a lot of guys have not had healthy, functional role models in their lives to demonstrate what a real relationship actually looks like. When you don't know what healthy communication even is, it's very easy to slip into this trap of accepting dysfunctional communication because it just seems normal. Now, a huge part of this battle is actually self-esteem. Men these days have been beaten down by a society that is insistent on demonizing them. All of this toxic masculinity stuff, it's sort of the new version of original sin. And even the sweetest, nicest guys are not immune to this because they're guilty simply for the fact of their gender. So in trying to crack this puzzle, when we ask the question, why would a man accept being disrespected? The sad answer might be that he doesn't really believe that he deserves respect. So if you're in a dysfunctional relationship and your woman is constantly nagging and complaining and all those negative behaviors, what do we do? How do we get out of this? Well, first things first, you need to look at yourself and ask, are you a high quality man? Do you have a healthy self-esteem? Do you believe that you deserve kindness, respect, love? Because if the answer is no, then straight up, you're not ready to be in a relationship. Relationships are hard work, and only emotionally mature men can even handle them. In a relationship, you are the leader. You are the man. And how is a woman going to respect you and follow you if you don't even know where you're going? So that's step number one. You need to sort yourself out first. Always remember that respect isn't something that you demand. You're not a tyrant. Respect is something that you earn, and you earn it by becoming a high quality man. After you've done that, the natural next step is for you to raise your standards for what you accept with regards to interacting with you. For some of the nice guys out there, the people who like to rescue damaged women, what I'm about to say is going to be a harsh truth, but listen closely. It is not a virtue to be highly tolerant of dysfunctional behavior. If you are putting up with nagging and complaining from your female partner, you are not doing either of you any favors. When you see a parent sit there placidly while their child throws a temper tantrum, and the parent does nothing to rein that behavior in, you can sense this parent is not doing what's right for the child. Negative behavior needs negative reinforcement. There needs to be consequences because how else is the child going to learn? Likewise, how is your female partner ever going to learn to communicate respectfully if you don't provide any negative consequences for her disrespect? Why would she ever change? She gets a dopamine hit every single time that she puts you down. Why would she give that up? The brain is hardwired for pleasure. It feels good to her to disrespect you, and it's easy. She can just blame everything on you. So you need to stop accepting her behavior. You need to stop being so passive. Now, here's what you don't do. Don't start crying and vomiting all of your emotions onto her. Don't whine and complain and say, "Why are you so mean to me?" If you think that she didn't respect you before, imagine now. Trying to evoke her sympathy won't work. That's just exposing your neck to a predator. But don't overcorrect the other way. Don't lose your cool and get angry. Because a man who's not able to control his emotions, you're really just demonstrating to her that you're emotionally immature and volatile. Only an insecure man responds to a woman's negative behavior with crying or anger. If you're not ready to take the leadership role in situations like this and be the emotionally mature one, then I would say you're still not ready for a healthy relationship. You still have more work to do on yourself. The correct way to deal with a woman who's experimenting with this horrible behavior of nagging and complaining is to tell her to cut it out. Tell her to stop it. You can be perfectly calm and polite about it, but you should be speaking definitively. That behavior won't be tolerated. You don't even need to explain why. The reasons why nagging and complaining are not an appropriate way to communicate with another person should be completely self-evident. If she does show contrition and remorse, and she genuinely does want to talk about it, and you think that explaining it might help in some way, you can go through the minutiae of it. Telling her that adults don't nag each other, and that if there's something that she wants you to do, she can respectfully ask you. Likewise, if something is bothering her, then she doesn't need to complain. She can express, like an adult, why it's bothering her. You can talk about it. There is no excuse for her not communicating herself calmly and rationally. The two of you are adults. You're not children. In a healthy, functioning relationship with two high-quality people, you communicate your desires, feelings, and expectations in a way that is respectful to the other person. That kind of clear, sincere communication underscores the dignity of the relationship and shows that you're cooperating. It demonstrates that the two of you are on the same team. You're not competing with one another. But here's the important part, because that sense of camaraderie, that sense of teamwork, is conditional upon you both meeting minimum standards for how you're allowed to engage with each other. At all times, she should be aware that she has to behave a certain way if she expects to be in a relationship with you. You have standards, and that's good. They're not outrageous standards. They just treat me nicely, speak to me with respect. If a woman wants to be your girlfriend, wants to be your wife, then she has to meet those standards. If she's not meeting those standards, and you know deep inside yourself that it's her fault that you are meeting your end of the bargain, but she just continues to take advantage and try on all these negative behaviors to see if she can get away with it, dump her. It is better to be alone and celibate than to be in a relationship with a low-quality woman who's always nagging you and disrespecting you. Now, let me walk it back a little bit, because it's a little bit more nuanced than that. Breaking up with a girl shouldn't be your first move. Maybe it's just a habit that she got into. You let it slide enough times that she kind of became comfortable with it. Maybe you've been slacking off a little bit, your self-esteem has slipped, your standards have slipped. Part of this is your fault because you started tolerating this kind of behavior from her. What's fascinating is that so many women use complaining and nagging as a means of punishing their partner. They're angry at their man, and this is their way of getting back at them. One of the things that infuriates women the most is when a man doesn't live up to his own masculinity. If you're not standing up for yourself, if you don't have clear boundaries, if you are clearly failing your independence and your leadership, then she will want to punish you. On a subconscious level, what she's hoping is that her outrageous behavior will trigger some kind of dormant masculine response inside you and get you to actually stand up for yourself and to put her in her place. She wants boundaries. The chaotic feminine inside her is terrifying to her psyche, and she's looking to you as the man to keep that under control. Do not fail in that task. Do not let her slip into the worst aspects of her own dark femininity. If you do, she will hate you for it. So if you're in a relationship and you're experiencing a lot of this negative behavior, lots of this nagging, complaining, all of that stuff, Talk to her about it. Find out why she's behaving this way. Figure out what is motivating this kind of behavior. Once you've diagnosed the problem, it's now time to change. Let her know what your standards are and that if she wants to continue being in a relationship with you, she has to lift her game. I'll leave you with this thought. It is not cruel to have standards and to let a woman know when she has failed to meet those standards. Women don't want to complain. That is a symptom of their unhappiness. They don't want to nag their partners. They don't want to act disrespectfully. That is toxic femininity, and it's toxic to you, and it's also toxic to them. They feel that toxicity inside. What you need to do is steer her back in the direction of healthy femininity. You do that by holding her to strict standards and leading the way, being a role model, demonstrating through action in your positive masculinity. If you put in the work, you will eventually find yourself in a healthy relationship. And a high quality man and a high quality woman never speak disrespectfully to each other. They're never competing with each other. They're on the same team. There's no need to be guarded or on edge or constantly looking out for danger. You can actually relax because you trust that other person. A relationship like that is part of what makes life worth living. So remember, if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right.